You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And welcome to First Strike First Look here on a Tuesday as we look ahead to the main event this weekend at UFC Apex out here in the desert. Calvin Kattar against Arnold Allen. Should be a really intriguing matchup here at 145 pounds to help us break down this card here on a Tuesday. And try to find some value is our guy, Lou Finicaro, who always does a sensational job of doing just that. Lou, welcome back to the program, my friend. Of course, you can follow Lou as I do at GamBlu. And again, the host of the Bout Business podcast. But also, Lou, for VSiN Pro subscribers, it is all documented out there, all of your picks. To say that you've been hot over the course of, a year would be an understatement. Tell the people what they get, and if they're not VSiN Pro subscribers to get access to your picks, they should be by now.
Well, they really should be at 24-14, up about 11.5 units, and that's with a setback last week. We had Sean Brady minus 120, and he got taken apart by a guy that I'm done underestimating. So to subscribe to the digital magazine and you're playing $50 on a UFC event through now, you'd pay for your subscription and have money to spend. So something to consider.
Yeah, absolutely, Lou. And again, it's all documented there. So again, when you go to VSiN.com, and certainly as a VSiN Pro subscriber, you're going to have access to all of Lou's picks. And again, very, very profitable to date here so far for the year. Let's get to this main event here. I am intrigued by this bout, Lou, because I look at Calvin Kattar, felt like a fast riser at 145, maybe bit off a little bit more than he can chew. And now it's almost like he's fighting a guy that is in his old role, right? As now the fast rider. Riser and a guy like Arnold Allen here. So Allen is the small favorite plus a dollar here on Calvin Kattar. Is this role reversal or do you think the spot is not too big for Allen?
Well, thanks again for having me on, Dave. These are great looks early in the week, and I'm tracking this one as Kattar opening minus 120, Arnold plus 100. So now it's completely reversed. Only, it's a 40-cent move. And I'm not so certain it's warranted when I look at everything. I love the idea of this fight because I think the winner, if the winner's Allen, I think he gets a potential shot at the title because he's new blood. But he's relatively inactive. Fights, I think, in the last 5 years, seven fights, so just over one a year. And so while he's going to probably fire fresh, he's 6 years the younger man. He has given away some height and some reach to a deft boxer, a guy that's been in there with the absolute elite of the division, as well a guy in Kattar that has five-round championship experience. So Allen's stepping up big. That said, he's firing fresh and has the attrition Kattar has accrued in those brutal wars, namely to Emmett, as well Max Holloway, taking anything out of him. And that's what we're going to get answered on Saturday.
You mentioned here Calvin Kattar obviously is no stranger to these potential five-round fights, either in a championship setting or certainly in a main event like we have here Saturday at UFC Apex. And for that reason, you can understand why it's juiced a little bit to the over here at minus $1.40, 4.5 here is that total. Is that something Kattar wants to do with the younger opponent? Do you think he's not leery about trying to drag the kid into deeper waters here and see if he can elevate his game here in those championship rounds, potentially in rounds 4 and 5?
I think for me, Dave, it's how's Allen going to handle the third round on when Cater has been there? Allen was able to completely decimate his last opponent, Hooker. Now, Hooker also had him hurt and is 155er trying to squeeze a last drop out of his career by moving to 45. And I'm not sure he was all there. So I really look for Allen to be the one that's going to have to prove a lot to me here. I think Cater's the established, legitimate guy, ranked fifth in division against Allen, ranked sixth. It really should be an excellent matchup.
You're right, though. I'm sure that, you know, when a truth serum was given to Sean Shelby and maybe Dana White, maybe they'd like to see the new Bud and Allen, but I'm sure Calvin Cater is like, not yet, youngster. It's still my time right here. Very, very interesting bout here in the future of the 145-pound division. Let's get to the co-main event here. When you look at Tim Means against Max Griffin, I know Max Griffin is a fighter that certain people have high expectations for. He is the favorite against the veteran here, and Tim Means. Both these guys are no stranger to the octagon. We've seen them now for years. What do you make of this matchup here? Do you think that Means should be the legitimate underdog in this bout against Griffin?
Oh, I think he should. I mean, when we look back at Griffin's last fight, I wish he would have fired a little more, but he was in a very tight, close fight with a tough guy in Magny. And so I really think he lines as the favorite, but he catches a guy longer, taller, mean as he can be, as Tim Means appropriately named. And so this should be an interesting fight. Griffin, I think, more athletic, quicker, no spring chicken himself at, what, 37 years old, 36, while Means is 38. Means is mean as a junkyard dog. But at the same time, I think I have to lean to Griffin here. He's a slight favorite in this fight. Means has seen some wear and tear, and I think he's at the end. And as game as he is, I probably have to give it to a lean to Griffin in a fight I probably won't use just because of his athleticism.
It's so amazing when you talk about fighters, maybe, you know, certainly in the back nine of their UFC careers here, we have that blend, right, in this fight card, Lou, because you got Chase Hooper's back in this card, one of the youngest guys in the entire roster. People are excited about him. And then you got the old guy there, the former heavyweight champion way back in the mid-2000s. That's Andrei Arlovsky back in there. And you mentioned something before we actually began this conversation against Marcos Rogério de Lima here. A significant line move in this one against the former champion, Andrei Arlovsky. Do you think that line move here for De Lima is right?
Well, it certainly bears discussion. De Lima actually opens as the favorite in this fight at -125, +105 at numerous legitimate shops, okay? And quickly, before I could really get to it, we're talking Tuesday. I'm doing my research yesterday. I look down and he's -215 where he sits currently. The total on the fight, 1.5, -130. Now, Rogério de Lima, again, he's 37, Arlovsky 43. So to me, if we're reading lines, those that read the lines believe Rogério de Lima is going to go out and knock Arlovsky out. That's what I interpret from these numbers. That said, Arlovsky has morphed himself. And though he's won his last four, not against high caliber competition, but certainly caliber competition equal to or just about the same as Rogério de Lima. De Lima is explosive and profusely powerful, but Arlovsky is cagey and he fights anymore to decision or he knocks out his opponent or gets knocked out. I don't see him knocking out Rogério de Lima. And if I think Arlovsky has every bit of caginess inside of him, length and ring savvy, to take this past 1.5, I think that I see this dynamic line move as an indicator that the market believes Rogério de Lima is going to knock Arlovsky out early, and I'm not sure I agree with that.
I'm right there with you, Lou. And again, I think if you like the former champion, to your point, a very salient point, you might want to think about playing that over, because that's what Orlovsky has become, kind of a decision fighter. As you mentioned, caging that octagon in his advancing age of 43, but still four wins in a row. Pretty darn amazing. Sometimes you have to go, what year is this? We're still talking about Andrei Orlovsky as a heavyweight contender. Some other interesting names on this fight card, Lou. I just want to get your brief thoughts on them. Phil Hawes right now, a sizable favorite here, -170 against Roman Dolidze here. Also, Khalil Roundtree on this card is an underdog against Dustin Jacoby. Is either one of those fights to you that you see some value here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, both those fights are really interesting. Hawes, I'm not so certain I am sold on as a UFC fighter. As a world-class wrestler, no question. But he tends to be non-fluid in receiving and giving strikes as well. He can be put out. He's a little bit temperamental when it comes to his teeth. The other fight, Jacoby and Roundtree, I think you nailed it right there. That could be fight of the night. A guy in Jacoby gaining nothing but momentum and confidence in his last fights. Training in Colorado at elevation's been really good to this guy. And Roundtree, very impressive in his last few fights. However, he can be uneven. So the unevenness of Roundtree against the momentum of Jacoby, I definitely lean to Jacoby here as being a favorite.
Yeah. I think they're very interesting fights there. Again, you look at the card as a whole and you think, well, I'm not sure how deep it is. There really are some intriguing bouts on there that I think you just touched on here on a Tuesday to try to find the very best value thereof. Before we get to Friday and First Strike, of course, people are going to listen. They're going to check out your podcast, the Bout Business Podcast. Lou, tell the people what they get when they listen each and every week.
They're going to get 16 to 17 minutes of just a synopsis of what we see as the UFC betting opportunities for that card. We have UFC cards the next 4 or 5 weeks. So each week there's a UFC card. There'll be a Bout Business Podcast. Drops Friday wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks again so much for having me on, Dave. Love doing this early look with you.
Always a pleasure and very profitable as well. And I can't wait to talk to you on Friday First Strike. Nobody gleans more from the weigh-ins than Lou Finocchiaro does. Lou, appreciate it as always, my friend. We'll talk again First Strike on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.